Greetings and salutations. This is Isha Montgomery. Thank you for joining me on Season 2, Episode 7 of Hope Speaks. And we're going to continue our reading of Traces of My Black Lipstick. So we're on Part 2. I'm going to read you like some of the poems out here, not all of them. Probably going to read you about a total like 7 or 6. I'm going to start off with some short ones, probably the first 4 or 5 are going to be short, then the last 4 are going to be like medium poems, not too long, just medium, short, medium. This book is important to me because this is actually like the first book that I wrote. This is the first time that I really like took ownership of writing poetry and being a poet. And when I was working on this, actually my mom was in a hospital. So this whole collection of poems means so much to me. It's so vital to my growth and my experience as a writer. I'm also going to read you some books. I'm also going to read you some poems from the rough draft of the same book. So the poems that got cut, I'm going to give you some behind the scenes poems, the stuff that didn't make it into the final copy. Because originally the book started off as about 100 pages or 102 pages. And I cut it down to like, 50 something. To about 61, actually. So I'm going to read you a couple of the poems I cut out of the final copy of the book, because I think those are pretty cool, too. I wanted to keep all the poems, but I decided I wanted to make it a little thinner, a smaller book. So hopefully you like all the stuff I'm about to read for you. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope it adds to the quality of your night, day, afternoon. Alrighty. So the first poem we're going to read is called Next Star. The new sun shines on me. As the rays usher my heart to thaw, I reconcile with myself. Nah, ain't been no loving at all. I just fall into the next thing, but not the real thing, just anything. Like my love doesn't mean a thing. Nevertheless, I rise with you as you radiate the morning dew. And though you're too bright, I still got my eyes on you. And again, the name of that poem is Next Star. So we're going to read my next poem, and it's called Hustle. No path is too steep. No commitment is too deep, long as I do me. I'm cutting up, but I ain't in these streets, working blue-collar gigs while riding 30 hours a week. I got to get to the money. You feel me? I deny the easy road because it won't build me, but fuck boys look at me funny. It's not just about getting paid. It's about how you get to the money. Again, the name of that poem is Hustle. Alrighty. So let me sauce you a little bit about the hustle. Okay. So I was dating this guy, and I got really frustrated at some point because his family would always be like, well, what does she do for a living? Like, what does she do? And he would be like, he would come to me, he'd be like, Isha, you know, my family's asking me, what do you do for a living? And I'd be like, okay. He'd be like, what should I tell them? What should I tell them to do for a living? And I was like, you should tell them I'm a poet. Then he's like, well, what does that mean? And I was like, it means I'm a poet. I'm a writer. This is what I do. And when I need more money, in the in-between times or whatever, I do brand ambassador work. Yes, I get to the money. I do merchandising work. Yes, I get to the money. I do marketing work. Yes, I get to the money. Yes, I hustle. Legitly. So tell them when they ask you what I do a little bit of everything, but I'm a poet, I'm a writer. And then he was like, well, I don't know how to say that. I was like, you know what? I'm tired. Just tell him I'm a stripper. Screw it. Just tell them I'm a stripper. Just make something up. Tell them I'm a streetwalker. I don't care no more. I'm exhausted. I'm tired of your family. They're getting on my last nerve. They know I'm a poet and they're playing games. Like, I don't have anything. He's like, I'm not going to say that to them. I'm not going to say that to them. I said, then why they keep on asking? I told him the first time, I'm a poet. I can't keep on repeating myself. Either you're going to accept it or I'm just going to start lying. You want me to lie? I can lie to you. Okay? You want me to... Shit, whatever you want me to be is what I am, because I can't repeat myself anymore. I'm exhausted. I told you, I'm a poet. If that's not good enough for you, go kick rocks, okay? Go jump on a sleigh and roll on down a hill. I told you the first time, I will not repeat it again. I'm a poet, I'm a writer. I love what I do. I love what I do. Nothing means more to me than words. And I will use these words to tell you off if you keep on playing with me. And he's like, well, I don't feel like lying to them. I don't feel like making stuff up or whatever. Then don't say nothing, because at the end of the day, your family's tripping. They got issues. You know your family got issues. And the crazy thing is, baby, he didn't even know what most of his family did for a living. All the ones that was asking him questions, what does she do for a living? He couldn't even figure out. And come to find out, a lot of them were into nefarious activities. And guess what? I don't judge nobody for what they do, but you're not going to be sitting up here talking about me, saying negative stuff about me, and I'm getting my money legitly. And you up here judging me for what? Because deep down, you got an issue with Shorty. This ain't about me. You just trying to look for somebody to talk stuff about because he letting you run your mouth. No. I already knew that relationship wasn't going to work, because you're not going to sit up here and badger me all day long about what I'm doing for a living and I'm getting to the bread. Okay? Mm-mm, baby. Mm-mm. I could deal with a lot, but I ain't going to deal with your nonsense. I ain't going to deal with your crazy stuff. I'm not going to deal with your people talking stuff about me all day. Baby, you better defend me. My baby works. My baby works hard, okay? She does marketing, brand ambassadoring. She represents companies, and also she writes poetry. She has a blog. Follow her on Instagram at Pure Love of Isha. He could have been promoting my stuff. I released 4 books while we were together. 3 journals. He didn't promote nothing. He didn't tell nobody to go buy none. He didn't tell nobody to go cop none. He wasn't like, yo, my girl's a poet. Go check out her book on Amazon. Go buy this. Go do da 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 da. You can connect with her via this. Da, da, da. None of that. He just wanted to sit up there, be judgmental or whatever. And the crazy thing is, when we first got together, he didn't have no job for about 7 months. I never said nothing. I never, like, was rude to him about my family when it was like, they didn't even ask what he did for a living. They wanted to know where his mind was at, where his head game was at. They wanted to know, like, was he treating me well? You know, was our relationship good? You know, how is he progressing as a person? They weren't as concerned with, like, the job hunt or, like, all material things. But it's like, sometimes when you're dealing with certain people and you find that they, like, don't support your career, don't support you as a writer, you can see it off bat. You may not want to accept the fact they don't support you in your career and the things you're pursuing, but you could feel it. Like, you could feel that, like, that negativity and, like, how they be talking. You could tell they be, like, talking stuff about you and they don't really want to address it. And if you feel it ain't working, baby, kick up to the curb. Don't be ashamed. You gotta go, gotta go. And don't let the doorknob hit you with a good Lord split you. My goodness, yes. Okay. I don't got time. Don't take the kindness for weakness. No. You paying bills, I'm paying bills. Respect is needed. Okay? It's needed. But guess what? If you don't want to do it, it's not required. You can go. You can go. Okay? Too many fish in the sea. Too many. Okay? It's a shark over there. A fish over there. Maybe a fish is a shark. I don't care. I don't want you. God, on my last nerve, shoot. If you feel like it ain't right, just run. Run. Oh, maybe that relates to this poem. Ash and Elbows. So next poem I'm going to read for you is literally Ash and Elbows. A touch of Novocaine to ease the pain, and I'm ready to go. All you going to see is ass and elbows. You said he playing games, boy, I already know. Last time, it was the blind leaving the blind. And the price I paid was the bed I made each and every night. While I nursed dreams, you held on to destroyed things and nothing was right. You rather make love than fight, but you ain't the type. The next poem I'm gonna read is Runaway. I was in some type of mind frame when I wrote this. Let me slow down so I can get into my shush and say these words correctly. Why do I be staring off like that? I'm sorry, I be doing the most, y'all. I'm dramatic. I drank off the bad juju. I'm free. Submerge my temple in botanical oils and drench my hair in water brought from the Ozarks. gyrated in the rain and rejoiced as it fell on me, ran from the mirror that exposed my flaws, turned my back on man's laws, tore off the garments I put on hours earlier. No need for woven lies and silent oppression. Hell, I just ran. And again, the name of that poem is Runaway. The next poem I'm going to read for you is I'm Past That. I can't keep track of how many people diss me, but my butt got fatter, breasts got bigger, and now they miss me. Nobody spent energy talking about other folks to stay busy. They gave up on themselves before they tried. Now they want you to feel the emptiness they feel inside. If you putting in overtime on your grind, you gotta let it ride. Putting up with others' BS is a waste of time. Man, I was cussing so much back then. I was going all. I was popping. I was snap, crackle, and pop. Ain't much changed, but I don't cuss as much. Although I probably did accidentally cuss in this video. Lord, forgive me. I repent. I gotta get my life together. Woo, I gotta get my life together. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Sometimes I catch myself repenting about 30 times a day. Sometimes a little less, you know, if I'm doing better that day. Like some days, I'm like solid, like a mighty oak. Other days, so I kind of fell off the wagon, I'm back cussing. Not drinking, but cussing. But you know what? It's just hard, because sometimes, you know, I be ready to like, I be ready to go off. I be like, ooh, moi? And next you know, I just be popping off. And the other days, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be on my best behavior. Everything's going well. I'm swell. All is good. Yes, yes. Smiling. And then next thing you know, I'm just like, oof. Off in Never Never Land. But it's all good. It's all good because I'm going to read y'all a poem yet again. And this is called What's Wrong With You. I would have given it all and then some. You lose some and win some, but never us. My heart ached and my mind became restless. Give me a kiss I can rely on, a shoulder I can cry on. Love making that goes on and on. Give me something other than doom. Sometimes I'm offended by the audacity of you. To not see me for weeks, then be stuck to me like glue. What's up with you? And again, the name of this poem is What's Wrong With You? I don't know why I read that messed up poem and smiled like that. Chee-dee-dee. All my teeth showing. I low-key be in a good mood, though. Boop. So I'm going to skip past some poems. And I'm going to read another poem that I like. It's called Burn Away. The heartache that I thought would burn away lasted for a while, but stomping out flames lacked style. Every time the dust settled, I looked for you and wondered if you were doing anything new and who you were calling boo, because I wanted to be with you. But the question lingers, can I get over my insecurities and believe in what he says? In the same way that he believes in me. Yes and no. The spirit is willing, but the mind won't go. Digging up old issues and dragging us below. Every time the dust settled, I looked for you. I wish we could believe in each other one last time. Give it a shot so I can get you off my mind. You came back because you love me, but did I put your care to rest? I pray I didn't. Because I'm not tired yet. Every time the dust settled, I looked for you. Underneath your appearance of cold indifference lies a heart molded for my love, beating in your chest. Again, the name of that poem is Burn Away. Let me give y'all a little bit of background on this poetry book while I'm reading it. So I wrote this all the way in like 2018. So think about how much time that was. We about 5 years past that now. So many things have changed since then. I got locks. Back then, I had an afro. And P.S., I've cut my hair at least four or five times now. So that's how much it's grown since then. I've cut it because I get bored easily. Yeah. But anyways. Next poem I'm going to read is called Man Eater. And let me say why I wrote this poem. So there was this guy, by the way, who I was not talking to. I thought we were just friends, you know what I'm saying? I was nah, I ain't trying to holler at shorty or whatever. He wasn't my judge or whatever. Nothing personal against him. He was cool and all, but underneath it all, I kind of looked into his eyes. I was I see a little bit more crazy than what I'm willing to accept, you know? So long story short, he just hit me up one day on Instagram. When he found out I was in a relationship, I think or he was mad because I didn't want to talk to him anymore. And he was you're a man eater. And I was shoot, I don't remember having you for supper. What are you talking about? You tripping, you know what I'm saying? First of all, we weren't even talking like that because, come on now. Come on. We had different interests. You wanted to be an herbalist. I wasn't interested in talking to someone that was interested in being an herbalist. You know, when I say herbalist, I mean he wanted a whole weed. He wanted a whole grow house and he wanted to grow medicinals. And I have nothing against people who grow nor smoke medicinals. I wasn't really feeling the career path, you know? And then, he didn't seem to be taking good care of himself, you know? And I wasn't feeling him like that. And then, we were working together, and that's another thing. I don't really make a habit of trying to get at people that I'm working with. We was working together, and he had me give him a ride to the train station or whatever. And it was kind of far, it was off the beaten path from my crib. And my sister was in the car, and I gave him a ride to the train station, and she was like, so he gonna have you give him a ride all the way to the train station, he ain't gonna give you no gas money, and y'all working together? I really thought about it. I was like, yeah, it's pretty cheap. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I do people favors, but dang. Had he bought a cab or whatever, that would have been about a solid $20-$25. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't tripping on it, but I really thought about it. I was like, nah, we ain't on the same. We ain't moving in the same direction or whatever. Shorty was cool, but he wasn't my type. So when he called me a man, he was you're a man eater, you're this, you're that. And I was sounds like you're just throwing random obscenities at me instead of really addressing the fact that, we wasn't feeling each other like that. Boy, stop it. This ain't that, sweetie. Come on now, you know that we wasn't interested in each other. I mean, maybe he was interested in me, but I wasn't feeling you. I ain't giving you no signs. Shoot. Oh, I thought we were friends. I thought I made clear that we were just friends. You know? I don't know. Maybe I was ignoring whatever he was trying to lay down because I wasn't interested. I was no. And then I was how you gonna snap on me? See, we could have been cool years later and maybe revisited it, although I never knew we visited it, whatever. But when he started acting like that, I was nah, you being you ran by your emotions a little more than what I'm willing to tolerate. You getting emotional over next to nothing. Really. Anyways, so the next poem is called Man Eater. He laid bone and saliva into my flesh. He passed a cold feeling on to me. I called out for help, but no one showed empathy to a zombie. Man eaters are enemies. They call me. Shattered pieces of myself are all I have left. Thieves took my bearings from me. I am consumed by anger and rage. Anyone who once thirsted after the kindness of me now desires me fully dead. One bullet to the head, My peace of mind has gone astray. I will never meet the light of day. I push down on myself. I put myself in the ground. My physique is striking, but my mind is unhinged, so I dig at rotting earth. Incapable of crop, but I'll never let the shovel drop. Akin to dried leaves blown in the autumn wind, essence has grown bitter, brittle and thin. Determination is drive, despite my stride. Again, the name of that poem is Maneater. So, next poem I'm gonna read is, this is like a, this is a total 180 from the stuff we were talking about before. This is something more positive. The name of this poem is My Angel. I only saw you in man's form, but I knew it was you. The care in your eyes shone through like painted glass, but all I could sympathize was a longing to smoke grass and throw this ass. You gave form to my ruined ways, resurrecting the notion of love in me and for me. You poured out new wine into an old vase, but you never just loved me the same. Never became angry by my meddling in earthly games. When I needed comfort, you wrapped your wings around me and held me till the tears subsided. We were different individuals, but our hearts became united. When I went off the deep end, you saw me and dove in, despite your inability to swim. And while some hate it and see our love as antiquated, I never deliberated that you were the reason my ocean of a heart still teems with fish. My only true desire and fervent wish, even if I had the world, I would only need this. Again, the name of this poem is My Angel. That poem felt so right. Maybe I should read it a second time. Maybe not. Screw it, I'll read it again. No, I won't. Okay. I'm gonna read this poem for you. This is actually a poem about a family member of mine's. If you ever see this video, you know who you are. Or if you ever hear this recording, because it's gonna be an audio too, you know who you are. I miss you, I love you. I hope one day things are better in our relationship. Come home, blackbird recluse. Unacknowledged blood bonds massaged over distinct whispers of distrust. You prefer to live in calamity rather than to repair us. So we move in a familiar space, yet unfamiliar place. A place that prevents me from recognizing your face, Mr. Wanderer. Do you see this as fun, leaving destruction in your wake whenever you came? I want you to achieve more, to reach for more, because I believe you deserve more than the fragile state you are living in, selling wooden nickels that you were given. Being raised by a stepfather with no religion, I see black and blue bruises staining a face that once made chestnut glow jealous. I care for your safety, but I know you're too reckless. I look to you, not beneath you, and rather than putting you in a rear view, I look for you. But even in your condition, you run up the clock like you have happy feet. Let your family be near you. No more punch drunk eyes and street dueling, torn between settling for less or having a bed to lay in. I understand your hesitation, but please return to the comfort you should have been raised in. It sends chills through my body every time you at death's door, only to be turned around once more. Stop putting my heart into overdrive. I am superseding the beast necessary to stay alive. You are grown with all 10 fingers and toes, but would it hurt you to let us know where you go? And when is the next time you will show up again? Searching for you is like looking for downtime in the city of wind. Thank you for listening. The name of this poem again is Come Home, Blackbird Recluse. That low-key got me emotional. Never can say goodbye. No, 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 I never can say goodbye. Anyways. So the next poem I'm going to read is Hard to Say Goodbye. 24 hours after my born day, my auntie died. I wonder why. I knew she lived her life to the fullest, but still, I cried and I cried. The sound of her telling me happy birthday days earlier repeated in my memories. I lashed out at people who befriended me. I was in shreds silently and thought the world had turned against me. I'm tender-hearted and death offers to grieve and no relief. So I cried and I cried. Again, the name of that poem is Hard to Say Goodbye. So, gosh, I thought we were going to finish this book tonight. Part two, not even finish it, but, you know, read some nice amount of poems out of here. I want to read you two more poems. I'm going to try to rush through these last two, and then we'll tidy up. So the name of this poem is Outside These Hospital Walls. There is existence for you, a renewed spirit for you. Old things turn brand new for you, if only you let them. Let your hope be vast. Descendants of slaves freed at last, set sights on innovative heights no longer behind you. No grim reaper will see you. God is Christ, so nothing can touch you. I want you to see that your dilemmas are see-through. In no time, you'll be back at Red Lobster eating seafood. How many times have you sacrificed for others, breaking down your body to be a wife and a mother? The raging fires of illness couldn't tire you down. It hindered you, but it failed to take your crown. And that poem is for my mother. And again, the name of that poem is Outside These Hospital Walls. Okay, so I'm going to try to see if I can shoot out two more poems for y'all, just two. Okay, so the name of this poem is Quirky Black Girl. I'm sorry, Quirky Black Chick. In the wee hours of the morning, I lay awake. Anime figures dance across my laptop screen. Loud yells and high-pitched screams can be heard from my bedroom as I imitate Goku's Kamehameha. I wear my hat flipped to the back with Hey Arnold on the flap. Though I am a droplet in a wave, I live brave and unafraid. You may see me bobbing my head to no music at all and think it's strange. Just know that there's a massive piece of creativeness flowing through my brain. You believe that all black women are made to fall in line and act as though they're living according to fabricated guidelines. I'll be damned if I live a life where I'm confined. I am quirky, crazy, and funny as hell, with eyes that tell stories and hips that make ships sail. And if you don't like my eccentric personality, oh, effing well. Again, the name of that poem is Quirky Black Chick. Dang, I don't want to rush through a poem. I almost feel like we should just end it here. I might read y'all a few more next week. Like, now, I don't know, like one more. I don't know. I got to think about it. All right, but thank you for joining me. Thank you for tuning in to this reading of Traces of My Black Lipstick by Esha Montgomery. You are the best. You are awesome. You are blessed. Keep pushing forward. I don't care what people say about you. I don't care how people treat you. Just know they can't. And I mean, they cannot judge you at all. Okay? Because ain't nobody perfect in this world. We are all just people trying to get through, figure things out. And hopefully we all came to the same realization that everybody deserves love, peace, and kindness. All right. Bye.